This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In 2026, the Browns will get back a fifth rounder from Detroit next year and a sixth rounder in 2026. NFL trade deadline is set for 4 o'clock this afternoon. Monday Night Football last night is heard right here on 92.3 The Fan. Chiefs beat the Buccaneers in overtime, 30-24. Kareem Hunt, 2-yard TD run in overtime, and the Chiefs now 8-0. Cavaliers knocked off the Bucs 116-114. Darius Garland season on 39 points. Cavs 8-0 to start the season for just the second time in franchise history. Guardians announcing David Fry had surgery last week on his sore right elbow. The recovery time from the elbow ligament surgery is expected to be between 6 and 8 months for Fry to be able to bat again. However, Fry not going to be able to play in the field in 2025. Odyssey app, all the hardware you'll need. Check out the exclusive music stations. Get the latest sports news by listening to 92.3 The Fan. From the Buckeye Law Group 411 Payne Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
Seaside event tonight, 92.3 The Fan. Want to send you on the Browns fan cruise. Oh, I can't wait. After hearing Zach Jackson, who could? March 3rd through the 7th, end of the word DOC, D-O-C-K, at 92.3thefan.com by the end of the hour to get qualified to win. Brought to you by Spirit Airlines, Seaside Events, and Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
This is not good, the way it's been built thus far. You know, makes you believe that it's going to potentially be new guys doing it, because I just don't think the current guys have a case for staying in their jobs. But I don't know that any other guys they drafted are going to help. And certainly there was room on this team for help. And you have older guys who are injured and have bad contracts. And that's just not where you want to be. And if you had a quarterback, that'd be one thing. But you don't. They don't have a quarterback this year, next year, or for the foreseeable future. But you have one on your roster, you owe $170 million in cap dollars. Fully guaranteed.
My arms are crossed and they're zipping me up in the body bag right now. That's it. Go Cavs. 8-0, go Cavs.
Well,
that's
if you,
it.
If
hey, that was bad.
If you agree with Zach there, then you would be saying fire sale. You'd be saying trade anything you could and get whatever you can, right? If you think they're old, that guys are starting to get past their primes, expensive roster, the quarterback situation with all the sunk money, you're in such big trouble anyway, then wouldn't you be saying trade Njoku, trade whoever?
I guess so.
I don't think it's that critical. I think it's bad. Don't get me wrong. And 2-7 says it's bad. 2-7 with Stefanski on the hot seat. Andrew Berry potentially on the hot seat. And we don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be at the beginning of next year. We still don't know our tackle situation going next year. We don't know our running back situation. Is our receiver situation going to be Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman? I mean, I hate to say it. That's probably one of the worst wide receiving cores in the league. And,
whatever.
And we love what we're
whatever.
Seeing. Well, hold on.
It doesn't even matter.
No, it does matter.
No,
I think
doesn't.
It does.
Why?
because we're having it's supposed to be a fruitful conversation about how much you need to now tear it down, whether you do need to do this huge grab of any assets you can.
Is a tear down going to save Andrew Berry's job?
No, I actually...
Because that sounded like his obituary Brown's general manager.
A teardown will solidify him losing his job.
Well, he's had five drafts, right? Zach echoed those sentiments. Yeah. I mean, five drafts.
That's it.
Two playoff appearances, one playoff win, and now it looks worse at the end than when you took over.
The 2016 Browns had Terrell Pryor, who had 1,000 yards receiving. They had Gary Barnage, big play Garrett, tight end, great guy. They had Ricardo Lewis. Okay. They had Andrew Hawkins. They had Corey Coleman. I've seen worse wide receiver rooms. They won one game. The Browns have already won two. I mean, I did say at the beginning of the year, to the people who'd be so mad at the Jerry Jeudy signing, you'll be so mad at Deshaun Watson if it doesn't work out and everybody's signing Deshaun Watson, you won't even notice Jerry Jeudy. And I don't think a lot of people notice Jerry Jeudy. Jerry had a decent enough game on Sunday. I didn't blame him for losing. Did you?
No, I didn't blame
him
for
losing. He didn't throw the picks.
No. I don't think Judy's a number one in this league.
That's it.
I'd like to see a guy who could actually stay on his feet after a catch instead of falling down and running out of bounds every time.
Okay, well, you know, you can only work on one thing at a time.
He does run a good route. And he's been catching balls.
Yeah, he has.
He hasn't had the big drops.
Would you rather sign Jerry Jeudy for a second-round pick? Or what do they trade Jerry Jeudy for? Would you rather sign Jerry Jeudy, or would you rather Andrew Berry take a whack at drafting another wide receiver? I think we know our answer.
But the problem is they also need an offensive lineman. They need another pass rusher. Like, the things they need are adding up, which is why they need more draft picks at the top.
Yeah.
Right now, they've got a bunch of... 6th and 7th and 4th.
He was traded for a 5th and 6th round pick. Yeah. I was thinking Elijah Moore.
They just got some of that today. So, yeah. Who's the next Jerry Jeudy that they trade for with those picks?
Who the hell knows? Who knows? I'm trying here. I'm trying. I'm all over the place right now.
They've tried the shortcut method on the defensive line, the shortcut method at wide receiver. Amari Cooper, they struck gold with. That was an incredible trade. So Andrew Berry, he started out on a high note. With that, the Elijah Moore thing has not worked out at all. That has proven costly, especially if you look at the picks, the guys they could have taken at wide receiver at that time. And they've attempted shortcut at quarterback. I was in favor of that move. I thought it was a once-in-a-lifetime deal to get a massive upgrade at quarterback. It has been a massive downgrade.
It has. Let's go to the phones. JJ in Wisconsin, you're next up on The Fan. Hello.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay, JJ. Well, you know what? I was doing better before Zach called in. Go ahead.
Listen, I don't agree with everything Zach said because, you know, we all was thinking the same thing. If we didn't win on Sunday, the season was over, which we are, you know, we kind of knew it was going to get to that point. So, I mean, it's like another season. And I can't even lie to myself. I'm a Browns fan. I'm a big Browns fan. I'm not all the way out the door on Deshaun Watson. What I would say is we still got him for two more years, right? Can we get an offensive line together, please, that can keep the quarterback off the ground more than, like, 5 sacks a game this year? Like, they averaging, like, something like that, like 5 sacks a game. Like, who knows how many QBs hurry.
Are we just looking at two not-so-great quarterbacks, JJ?
That as well. None of our quarterbacks has looked good at all. But, you know, Deshaun has had his glimpses. I can't be like I'm all out on him because I know what we paid for him. And I still know how long we still got him for. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that, y'all. I'm driving a semi. But I think we still not in a bad place, man. We're not in a bad place? No, I don't think so. I mean, it's a losing season. It sucks we losing, you know, like we are. 2-7, but I mean, I didn't really think we was gonna make the playoffs this season.
You're in denial.
Anyway,
you're in denial. Anyway, it's okay. I've been in denial.
It's not denial.
Oh, yes,
it's
JJ. Not reality. JJ, if you're calling JJ,
Look at Washington. They turned around in 1 year.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying to draft a quarterback.
Well, I mean, if we have to,
Of right now, Yes!
I don't
You're going to stick Deshaun Watson back out there?
Are you panning? You panning.
And that's why you are in denial.
You're panning.
That is why.
Though. You know what I'm saying?
They've paid a lot of people to go away.
Well, true, true. I mean, I don't care
that they're paying Deshaun Watson. Listen, because he's getting paid doesn't mean he has to go play on the football field.
Listen, I'm with you. If they draft the quarterback, so be it. If they don't, I really won't be upset.
Okay.
Because I've seen plenty of quarterbacks, like, you know, look bad and then go to other teams and look great. I mean, you haven't – I mean, Sam Darnold, Jared Goff.
This is –
you know,
I'm gonna make
been
it.
Quarterbacks we get – you can get quarterbacks in free agency. You know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson, he ain't looked great, but we could have got him for $2. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we're just naming names now. We're just picking names. JJ, you gotta. I want you to focus on the road.
Would you want Russell Wilson right now?
Honestly, I don't think it would solve
saying,
their problems. I don't think he'd solve their problems. No,
probably,
they're a mess.
Probably wouldn't, but
they're a mess.
He'd probably be a better quarterback than what we have right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, there's dead guys who might be better quarterbacks than what we have right now. JJ, I got to let you go. I want you to focus on the road here. Listen, you sound a lot like me. I'm going to get real dark here. As a person who has struggled with this for not my entire life, but for a very long period of time, I cannot tell you guys how many times I've stepped on a scale and have rationalized the number that I've seen and have tried to talk, because I've been in denial. I've been in denial in my personal life, and I've certainly been in denial in how I watch my favorite football team. And if you're calling in and saying any of that stuff, sorry, JJ, buddy, you're just in denial. That's why I think that's part of the reason why Zach keeps me as a friend, and that's certainly one of the reasons I keep Zach as a friend, because Zach just punches me in the face with significant truth. And I think that he knows that he has to light me up at times to make sure that I still, I can lie to myself, but there's still, I've heard that side and I've completely not turned him off. I mean, how can I fight what Zach just said to me? I didn't bother fighting what Zach just said to me because I know the truth here. I mean, these are dark things to admit, but it's still the truth. Is that my quarterback that I have that I am paying a lot of, excuse me, I'm not paying him anything, that the Browns are paying him a lot of money to, he's a basket case. You're not going to put him back out there.
And now coming off a significant injury.
Excuse me, his second in a row. He's had three in his, right in the middle. I mean, you've had three in his entire career. So, guys, like, no. The only way you can even, and I can't even guarantee that because that might be foolhardy. Then go get Cam Ward, and Cam Ward could go out there and suck up the room, and they can make the problem even worse for some odd reason and somehow. I mean, this is where we're at. This is where we're at right now. And I told the worst part about it is we all knew this was happening if they couldn't get the position going. We talked about this in the summer, and people got mad. You're putting in doom and gloom. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you guys how I see it. And you guys all knew it was the truth. You just didn't want to hear it then. And to that level, I can understand that. It was June. It was July. No one wants to hear about that at that time. But it would get brought up, and I would say it, and we all knew the truth. They traded for Jerry Jeudy. You'd be so mad about the quarterback situation, you wouldn't have time to be upset about the Jerry Jeudy situation. And here they are at 2-7. And I like Andrew Berry as a guy. I can't make an argument for him to keep his job. What's my argument, Anthony? There is none.
No,
I don't
right
trust
now,
him to make these
right
picks.
Right now, after 5 years, I think the argument is easier to make against him than for him.
And people say, well, the owner made the... No. We've talked about it many times. So, I can't... I know, Detroit looks great. Well, John's up in Detroit. Yeah, well, John picked Freddie as the head coach. And that's why John's no longer here. He paid for his one big, massive mistake. And it looks like Andrew will now pay for his one big massive mistake here soon. Okay. I mean, at least he went for the gusto. Can't say he didn't try to make the franchise better. It just ended up being far, 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 far worse than I think he ever would have imagined. From focused on J-Rod, you could just hear Ken Carman's will to go on leave his body. The more Akron Jackson kept dropping truth bombs. Absolutely incredible. One thing when I say it to myself, it's another thing when Zach says it.
Well, I'm very curious to see how, if the Za'Darius thing, it's a one-off. I mean, obviously they already traded Amari Cooper. Or if it's like, at the end of the day, it's like Browns headline, a massive sell-off by the deadline. Like, then we'd have very different conversations, I think, coming into tomorrow.
216-474-0092. Yeah. Yeah, so far, Greg Newsom still a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, he's another one. We haven't mentioned him much today, but he's been in rumors now for over a year.
Man, this sucks.
So nobody would be shocked if he gets dealt. The question is if he's played well enough to keep teams interested. I mean, how good of a season do you think he's having?
Cavs have the Pelicans on Wednesday. They're a better team. Golden State on Friday. Now, are they still without Steph?
They're 6-1. I thought Steph. I'm not sure.
Hurt his ankle. Can we start 10-0? Is what I'm asking.
He did play yesterday.
Damn it! Maybe we'll start.
We can beat anybody.
Tomorrow we'll have tickets for that at like 8:40. So.
That's right. We'll have tickets for that 8:40. You said
tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. We're doing 2 second trivia.
That's right. So tickets to possibly go to the Cavs and Warriors game coming up at 8:40 tomorrow. You could maybe see Steph or maybe see him in street clothes.
Who knows?
Remember the last time they didn't start anybody, they beat us. Well, hopefully it won't happen that way. The new look Cavs, even though they have the same starting five, kinda in a way, but they have Kenny Atkinson. And Evan Mobley possibly taking that next step. I will focus on anything other than this. I'm putting up my Christmas lights on Sunday. Thoughts?
Good.
Good.
Let's get on it.
Excellent. My father's birthday, he'll be 64. Five?
Good.
Yeah, he'll be 65 coming up on December 8th. Same day John Lennon died. Oh, that's another negative. Whoopsie-daisy. Go to the phones. Jack and Lorraine, you're first up on the Fan.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Glad to have you, Jack.
I think all this talk about possibly firing Stefanski or Barry is way premature. And my logic behind that is several things. One, when the Browns made the move to take Deshaun, the majority of people were saying that was a great move. Hindsight shows that it wasn't. There's no doubt about that. They had to give up 3 first rounds and 2 second rounds to make the move. So when you try to hold Barry accountable to not having a good enough draft, you have to take into account that he hasn't had 3 first rounds and 2 second rounds. And also, looking at firing somebody because they've had a bad half of a season, and they probably will have the bad rest of the season, but at this point, all we can say is they've had a bad half of a season. After they've had 2 seasons where they've gone to the playoffs, 2 seasons of Coach of the Year, and that has been our best regime, the 2 guys together.
Hey, I got to stop. Stop right there, Jack. Stop right there. The best regime talk, I mean, that's a very low bar. I can't compare him to other past regimes. All those other regimes are they host podcasts now, and they take shots at the Browns, even though they helped create this mess to begin with. That I have to stop you on. Everything else, go ahead.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about that, but the bar is higher because they have won they have made it to the playoffs in 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Coach of the Year for 2 seasons. So I'm not holding them to the bar of just the best of a bunch of bad regimes. They've been a good regime for the 4 years they've been here, and now they have 1 bad season, and what I refer to as the microwave generation wants to get rid of them and start over again. That makes zero sense.
I mean, Jack, it's not all that, and thank you for the call. It's that you have this cloud that hangs over your organization there.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where, again, people keep bringing up John. And he is up in Detroit with Brad Holmes, and they're doing a great job up there. And he knows how to pick – I think he knows how to pick football players. Now, there were some misses. I brought up Chad Thomas earlier today, for crying out loud. So definitely – and he had – when he drafted a guy in Kansas City in the third round, they cut him in camp. So he's had a couple of misses there, but obviously he has way more hits than misses John Dorsey does. He paid the fiddler for a disastrous hire at head coach. It was so disastrous that the owners didn't even go up there and be on the podium with him, which is something that people always notice. Remember, when Gerard Mayo got hired over in New England, they made a big deal that Jonathan Kraft wasn't up there at the podium with him. People make a big deal of this stuff. So he paid the fiddler for that. And Andrew Berry was one of the people who spearheaded going after Deshaun Watson. Well, I got $171 million left that the Browns have to pay him, and I wouldn't trust him to go out there on the field ever again for this football team. Well, someone's going to pay the price for that. And it ain't going to be the owner. It might not be Kevin Stefanski, but if you bring in a new general manager, I don't know what the hell Paulie Podesta is responsible for anymore. I mean, he's a slipperier wizard than you could ever imagine to be. But if it might not be Kevin Stefanski, I'd love to say that, except if you're going to bring in a new general manager, maybe you bring in a new chief strategy officer or whatever it is. Okay, well, is Kevin their guy or is Kevin not their guy? And by the end of this season, do we need a new voice anyway?
Well, I look at it this way.
Because we still have 8 games left to go. We have 2 more months in the season, Anthony.
We know how this is going to go. It's only going to get worse. The biggest battle is going to be with all the other teams that sitting at 2 wins. There's 8 other teams. And where they're going to be drafting in the first round, will they finally have another, top-of-the-line pick? I look at it the same way on an election day, ironically, where every ad you see is whether or not the country is in a better place than it was 4 years ago, if it's heading in the right direction. When it comes to...
Oh, you want me to take Chris in Chicago's call. I know what you want me to do, and I'm going to do it.
When it comes to this organization right now, do you feel better than you did, and are they heading in the right direction?
No.
And what do you think Jimmy Haslam is thinking right now?
He can't say yes.
And did they not sell Jimmy Haslam on how good they could be with Deshaun Watson, knowing all the heartache they were going to take, all the lost revenue, the season ticket holders that were going to leave, the baggage that Deshaun Watson came in, the fact that they can never promote him and market him the way that a normal team does a quarterback? Yeah. What do you think they sold Jimmy Haslam on? And have they been able to pay that off at all?
No, remember, because when this all goes down, you know that there will be plenty of insiders saying the opposite of what you and I have known for a long time.
Yep.
So, by the way, be ready to deal with all that, because it's going to happen. You know that, right? So you're ready to deal with that with me? Okay. All right, let's have some fun here. Chris in Chicago, Illinois. He's listening on the free Odyssey app. I've been staring at this call, and I want to take it. Now, Lima, you put it out there on social media. Chris, I want to bring you in here in a second. Today is a very special day in America. Lyman put it out on social media. It's a question he's been wanting to ask for 8 years.
I love this question.
Ask the question.
I love this question because we are living in such divided times. If you pay attention to social media, if you watch cable news, you're being told this election is the most important election in the history of the world. You were also told that 4 years ago. You certainly were told that 8 years ago, and you'll be told that 4 years from now. So I asked the question on social media. Election day poll, you can only pick one. Your candidate wins the presidency, or the Browns win the Super Bowl. What say you, Chris?
I am vested today. I mean, I'm hopefully my candidate wins. But, at the end of the day, I'm old. Never seen the Browns in the Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl. I'm voting for the Browns to win a Super Bowl because really, when has the president, whoever's in office, ever really made a difference in, an everyday guy like me's lives, right? Like, maybe point to once. I think the first time Trump was in, he put some good tactics.
Yeah, we don't need to get into
Yeah, what are we doing here? Well, then answer
more.
The question.
More,
either way, we don't need to get into that.
They take the Browns.
I want the Browns. And can you throw like the Guardians World Series in too?
That okay.
No. It's okay. A Browns question. No. Yeah, it's football season.
I have no problem.
Thank you, Chris.
They're more of a midterm question.
Yeah.
I know. I could have put, you know, Cavs, Browns, Guardians, Bucket, whatever. But this case, the Browns
Those
and the team that hasn't done
team.
It. And I know there's all sorts. I think about this question. I've had people say, are you nuts? The future of this is at stake. The economy, Roe versus Wade.
What if you don't
Wade,
trust either of them?
But that's part of it. And I'd also say genuine happiness. Like half the country is going to be elated either tonight, tomorrow, or 2 months from now, depending on what happens in Georgia and Nevada. Counting the votes. Okay. Whatever. Half the country is going to be so miserable. Half the country is going to be ecstatic. But of those people that are going to be ecstatic, you're going to then flock to your media. You're going to start watching cable news again. And then you're just going to be mad every day because you're going to be mad at what the opposing side is saying about you and the job your president is doing. You're never truly happy in this case. I've known plenty of Democrats the last 4 years who've been miserable. I've known in 2016 to 2020, plenty of Republicans that were miserable every day. Not necessarily about their candidate, about what happens afterwards and all the political talks they engage in. What can I guarantee you is that if the Browns win the Super Bowl, you are going to be happy for the rest
Democrats
of your life about
will
this.
Will hug Republicans the day the Browns
yes,
win the Super
they
Bowl.
Will.
That is a good point.
You'll be making out with opponents. You'll be doing whatever, God knows what. You'll be celebrating. Think of 2016. Think of when we won the NBA championship and the complete
Browns Super Bowl
strangers.
Bring Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell
yes,
together.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
It's a hell of a question, Tone.
I think Bernie Moreno and Sherrod Brown, if the Browns won the Super Bowl, would sit there, shake hands, and celebrate. Come
I just
on.
Got a text about that, yeah.
Did you?
Did you?
Said they will hug.
They ask him for another $40.
Be nice to see some decorum with our political leaders. Do you want the results of the poll thus far?
Yeah.
Kenny, I have 1,100 votes in.
Holy potatoes.
Margin for error, 3 points right now.
Quinnipiac.
Your candidate's win is leading the way at 57.6%.
Nah, it's just people showing off for social media. We know the truth.
Browns win the Super Bowl at 42%.
Okay, ask this question in March.
Yeah. We could have asked
That's
it
a good
last
point.
March and got the actual truth out of it.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Today, everybody's on their high horse. What will they say in March? Just like what Owen said.
Yeah.
I got hell because I won't take the sticker.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Guys, I still voted.
Kenny is anti-sticker.
I won't take the sticker. I'm still going to vote. I mean, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to later today. I'm going to bring a lawn chair so I don't have to stand in line.
Can you do that?
Are there rules here?
Well, it can't have a logo on it.
No. I do not have a Ralph Nader lawn chair.
I was going to say, Joel Stein, come on.
Josh in a car, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Good show as always, boys.
Go ahead. Oh, thank you, Josh.
There,
go ahead.
Don't get too down.
Okay,
don't get too down.
Well, it's, you know, it's the day's early. Go ahead, Josh.
Now, I just want to say, like, you know, JJ, he's got to be careful. He might be getting drug tested with a call like that, trying to exhume Deshaun Watson from the dead. That's over, dude. Watson's done. He ain't coming back.
Yeah, that's over. That, Josh, that, I mean, you know, I appreciate JJ trying to find
He's
the sunny part of things, but we know that.
Yeah. But I just want to make a comment, like, it blows my mind that people are still defending Andrew Berry when the whole time we've been here, you've seen him patch John Dorsey's roster and his talent. He's probably brought two good pieces of talent the whole time he's been here. He's had plenty of picks. I don't want him picking in the future. I hope he gets, you know, he gets replaced this year. The guy's trash. He's garbage. The only person I hope stays is Stefanski, and I hope the next GM drafts a quarterback that fits Stefanski's system. But what are we doing? Why are we trying to do mental gymnastics and say, yeah, well, this guy's really good with cap, and man, if he hasn't has an open pocketbook, so he's good at writing checks. That's all he's good at. The guy can't address talent. He can't develop anybody. Why do you want him taking your future? It's obviously some type of rebuild. Andrew Berry's not the answer. Don't try to work yourself into shooting, saying we got to keep this guy. The guy's been terrible. You got to let him go.
It's just
I know that we want with like we. I know. I think Ken. I think people are upset because Haslam used to fire everybody every 3 years, right?
Yeah.
There's we need consistency. The problem is you don't want consistency with the wrong guy. He's obviously the wrong guy. Don't stick with him. You don't have to. Get rid of him.
Josh, thank you very much for the call. It's just very hard for me to find the arguments unless some of these guys start to come to fruition. I'm getting tweets about Isaiah McGuire and a couple other guys. All right, he's going to have to play high. Because, again, unless he becomes Myles Garrett over the final eight games of the season, it's not going to make you forget what you have at quarterback. It's not going to make you forget that you're 2-7. It's not going to make you forget any of that stuff. There's always good guys. They're not all dummies. They can all pick decent players at some point. But if you do not do well with the most important position, you're going to be on your ass. And that's the entire reason Andrew wanted to make the move in the first place. I said it then. That in that 2021 season, could you go to sleep at night knowing that your job, your livelihood is on the line? And some people say, well, Kenny, they make so much money, it doesn't matter. They don't want to uproot their families and have to move and do any of that stuff, just like you wouldn't want to, okay? But would you put your livelihood in 2021? Would you put your livelihood in the hands of Baker Mayfield? My answer was no. And he couldn't do it because you couldn't trust him for another year. Now, with revisionist history, everybody's going to say yes and that we're the stupid ones. But you knew you couldn't do that in 2021. He went out, he took a massive gamble, and he lost tremendously. So the only defense I can give him is that, hey, yeah, you tried to save the situation. You didn't even just not save the situation. You made it worse, but you did try to make the franchise better. I guess you could hang your hat on that. But other than that, there's nothing I can give him. Other guys, if Mike Hall ends up doing well, that ain't going to, come on, that's not going to save him. That's not going to do that. This is a fruitless conversation. Someone's going to pay the price, and it probably will end up being him. And I regret to say that because I do like the guy. Mitch, please.
All right, guys, it's been a tough week for one NFL player in particular, not on the Browns, that is Chicago's DJ Moore. Not only did he walk into the sideline mid-play in the Bears' loss to the Cardinals on Sunday, but he was on 670 The Score in Chicago earlier this week. He was asked this question about his head coach, Matt Eberflus.
Has Matt Eberflus lost his football team?
I want to say no. The message yesterday was that we know we're 4-4 now. It's just like being 0-0, but you just got to go out there and start stacking wins how we did. And that's the best thing we can do is win and then let the chips fall how they fall after we do so.
I think that he misspoke.
Is that what it was?
I think that he misspoke.
I mean, him openly admitting that would be just absolutely terrific. Yeah, we don't really rock with the coach anymore.
We really don't care for him. And I mean, yeah, it was pretty silly to leave Caleb Williams in there. And, I wouldn't have left Matt Eberflus with him anyway.
All right, so we've already had Robert Saleh gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we just got the firing of Dennis Allen. Who is next? Doug Peterson? Could I interest you in that?
To be fired?
All right, Eberflus?
Matt Eberflus is going to be gone.
But who's next is what I'm asking.
Who's next?
Like we used to do Black Monday?
Yeah.
Right? Well,
Bill Goldberg, who's next?
How many guys are already getting canned? How many guys are there going to be that don't even make it to the end of the season?
Dable?
Ooh.
Dable's a maybe.
Dable a maybe.
I have sauces in New York. Dable's actually a maybe.
Because you're not going to say any of the first-year guys, right?
Mm-mm.
Because it's not looking good for Antonio Pierce.
He might make it through the whole year.
Looking good for Mayo.
But remember, the goal for some of these organizations, ownership groups, is to get to work early. Like, that's why the Vrabel thing is going to be really interesting, because he's going to have multiple suitors.
Yeah.
So this gives these teams a chance to get a beat on it.
Man, if I'm Vrabel, I'm thinking long and hard about any of this. I don't need to be. Do I need this stress from any of this? I mean, you just had a situation where the rug got pulled out from underneath you. And the thing is Titans fans are like, the rest of you people are crazy.
Like, there was a lot of people in Tennessee media and Tennessee fans who, like, wanted him gone. And they think we're nuts. Now, I think that they're seeing this year, maybe he wasn't the overall problem.
You don't think Vrabel would have interest in Caleb Williams?
I think he would have interest in a lot of these places. But if I'm Mike Vrabel, I want to make sure I'm damn good and ready, because there's only one more time you can really jump back into one of these things where, I mean, he's got it right now where I think any owner out there would give him a lot of power. I mean, there is a point. I mean, let's not sit here and beat around the bush. There could reach a point at the end of this season where Jimmy goes, you know what? Hands in the air. Go ahead, Matt. Mike, sorry. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. I was thinking of Eberflus. Go ahead, Mike. Bring him in. Let's see where it goes. Like, he could very well do that. And Mike Vrabel could look and goes, what's the cap situation with the quarterback? Did Ohio State just lose to Oregon? Does Ryan Day want to be a pro head coach? Like, he might just think, because you've got to be damn careful about this. They're all risks. That's why, I mean, you become head coach, they're not perfect situations. But, yeah, it's with him there, I think it makes a lot of people start to know. I guarantee the Jets have already sniffed around and go, hey, you interested? You know, that type of thing. Guarantee it's already happened. And when some of these dominoes start to fall in college football, then I think you can guarantee that there could be some things that happen here over the next couple of months that are going to be very enticing to Mike Vrabel. There's always going to be that Florida chip that could move, and that could move somebody from a different place, and there go the dominoes. And we'll see where that all happens, where that all goes. By the way, Let's Go CLE tweeted at me, Ken, you are crazy to judge Baker Mayfield on 2021. The guy was playing with a torn labrum. And yes, it would have gone forward with Baker. It was common sense. Did you not watch 2020? Guys, I can only help you so much. I mean, we've talked about it till death. I told you about it before. That was part of the problem. His teammates couldn't stand him. A lot of the major names in that locker room couldn't stand the guy. And again, how many different situations we're talking about with Halloween parties after losses and everything else, where the guy's even admitted himself he wasn't mature.
He was immature. I think he's
owned up to it. Was it a great idea to go after Deshaun Watson because of that? No. But
I also think you can't just say, well, what about...
It's revisionist history.
What about 2020, but then not go, well, what about 2022? When he was abysmal in Carolina. Looked like he was never going to be a quarterback again.
Yes, and by the way, there's still part of this where that...
He's been up and down. That's his whole career.
I can put a lot of that, though, on the Browns. I do think he's a much more mature, centered quarterback now, and I wish we would have got this version of Baker Mayfield, because this version of Baker Mayfield's pretty good, pretty excellent. But you go back to where he was. I've said it before. Remember I made that analogy? I go, guys, if I hand my keys off to my son and say, well, he's going to drive someday, I might as well put him behind the wheel now, and he goes and wrecks into the high school down the street, that's my fault.
Well,
the Browns let him run everything in 2019, and we saw how that went. It was very, very bad.
Here is going to be the true test for Baker now, because he's had a very, very good start to the season. Now we're getting past that start. Now we're getting into normal football here. They've lost 4 of 5. We'll see how much he's matured, because the Baker that we had losing 4 of 5, things would start to come apart. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how he works, if he can work through this and stabilize things. Because they got the 49ers next. And if they lose that game, the playoff talk is over. And it's going to be a lost season for Tampa Bay.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.